Understand how one playful public space experiment used music to change a small daily habit. Then practice explaining how design can make better choices feel easier in clear B1 English. When you see stairs next to an escalator, which one do you usually choose? What boring daily action could become easier if it felt more fun? Have you ever changed your behavior because something was designed in a clever way? Should public places try to teach people, guide people, or simply help people choose? In many train stations, people face a small choice: take the stairs or take the escalator. The stairs are healthy, but the escalator is easy. Most people do not stop and think deeply. They follow the comfortable path. In 2009, a famous public experiment in Stockholm, Sweden, asked a playful question. What if the stairs did not feel like exercise? What if they felt like a piano? At Odenplan Station, a staircase was changed into large black and white piano keys. When people stepped on a stair, it made a musical note. The piano stairs were not a long lecture about health. They did not tell people, you should exercise. Instead, they changed the feeling of the place. A boring staircase became something people wanted to try. Some people walked up carefully at first. Others smiled, played with the notes, or watched friends test the steps. The stairs became a small public performance. People were still going to work, school, or home, but for a few seconds, their normal route felt surprising. The project reported that 66% more people chose the stairs after they became piano keys. That number is useful, but the bigger idea is more important. People often know what is good for them, but knowing is not always enough. Design can change the moment of choice. If the better option feels heavy, boring, or hidden, many people ignore it. If the better option feels visible, simple, and enjoyable, more people may try it. For example, a tired commuter who planned to stand on the escalator might take 10 musical steps because the first step feels interesting. The piano stairs showed this idea in a clear and memorable way. A habit is not only a personal decision. It is also connected to the world around us. For example, in a station, the escalator may be directly in front of the entrance, while the stairs are behind a corner. Most tired people follow the easy path they see first. If the stairs are bright, open, and close to the exit, the choice changes before anyone says a word. This does not mean people are robots. People still choose. But good design can invite a better choice at the right moment. The piano stairs did not force anyone to climb. They made climbing feel like a small game. The piano stairs are inspiring, but they also raise honest questions. Would people keep using the stairs after the surprise became normal? Would the sound bother some people? Would the idea work in a quiet hospital, a busy airport, or a school? Fun can open a door, but it cannot solve every problem. A good public design must also be safe, fair, easy to maintain, and respectful of different people. For example, a nurse after a night shift may need a quiet staircase more than a musical one. The lesson is not make everything into a game. The lesson is make the better choice easier to notice and easier to enjoy. Imagine you can change one small place in your school, home, station, or office. You cannot give people a long speech. You can only change the design of the moment. What would you change? Maybe a recycling bin could make a soft sound when someone uses it. Maybe a study timer could show a growing plant. Maybe a staircase could show a simple progress line. The best idea is not always the biggest idea. Sometimes the best idea is the one that makes a good action feel natural. What normal choice did the experiment focus on? It focused on the choice between taking the stairs and taking the escalator. What would make you choose stairs more often? How did the piano stairs guide people without giving a lecture? They made the healthier choice feel fun, surprising, and worth trying. Is it better to guide people with rules or with enjoyable design? What result did the project report? It reported that 66% more people chose the stairs. Why is knowing the better choice sometimes not enough? Why are habits connected to the world around us? The design of places and tools can make some actions easier, clearer, or more enjoyable. What small design change could help people build a better habit? Why is fun not a complete solution by itself? Fun can help people start, but public design also needs safety, fairness, maintenance, and respect. When could fun design become annoying or unfair? What is the goal of a tiny design experiment? The goal is to make a good action feel easier, clearer, or more natural at the moment of choice. What tiny experiment would you like to test in real life? Speaking practice questions. Why did the piano stairs become memorable? What is the difference between telling people what to do and designing a better choice? Do you think the 66% result would last for a long time? Why or why not? What public space habit would you like to improve in your city? Design your own tiny experiment. What would you change, and how would you measure it? The piano stairs show that behavior can change when the environment changes. People do not always need more information. Sometimes they need a better moment, a clearer path, a lighter feeling, or a reason to smile. For English students, this topic is useful because it gives us a simple way to discuss design, habits, public spaces, and human behavior. We can ask a practical question: how can we make good choices feel easier without forcing people?